This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. McDonald's execs had to digest some unappetizing stuff at their annual shareholder meeting the other day. Questions about obesity and marketing to kids and the low wages of McDonald's workers. Meanwhile, the company is dealing with sluggish sales. A possible solution, according to a recent story in Bloomberg, trim down the menu. McDonald's menu now has about 150 items. 5 years ago, it was about 85. A smaller menu might lower costs and speed up service. We gave our reporter in Portland, Oregon, 2 minutes to tell this story about how long it took him for him to get his order.
So your intrepid marketplace reporter, Mitchell Hartman, pulling into the McDonald's drive-thru.
Hello. I'll take your order if you're ready.
They got one, a double quarter pounder with cheese. That comes with large fries, right?
Yes, it does. Okay, so far to the first one, though, please. Thank you.
And as I pull up, I note that the menu, which does have a lot of items on it, no longer has the Angus burger. McDonald's says that they are taking items off the menu. They also put new items back on. They say this is a normal part of business. Jim Yin, who is an equity analyst at S&P, says people can't necessarily afford the top shelf items on the menu, like the Angus burger or the fruit and walnut salad.
People are being hurt by the higher payroll taxes, are more likely to trade down. So those items that more target the higher, wealthier income brackets are probably not doing as well.
Now, Mary Chapman at the food research firm Technomic in Chicago agrees McDonald's probably does need to trim its menu a little bit, especially to save money.
A smaller menu means easier training, a smaller kitchen perhaps, and there's ways to add stuff that's novel, that's not adding something to the core menu, limited time offers, specials, the McRib sandwiches. They'll come back because people are crazy about them.
Now, McDonald's, and for that matter, Burger King and Wendy's and Taco Bell and all the rest, they still have menus crammed with stuff. That's to attract customers. I talked about this with psychology professor Barry Schwartz at Swarthmore College, and he says too many consumer choices leads to bad decisions.
You're less satisfied with it, because as you're munching your Big Mac, you're thinking about all the attractive options that you said no to, and the result is that the Big Mac doesn't taste as good. It actually doesn't taste as good.
Thank you. Have a great day.
From the parking lot at McDonald's, somewhere in southeast Portland, Oregon, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Paul Simon wrote about 50 ways to leave your lover. At Marketplace.org, there's a chart about 50 ways to get a McDonald's burger. Number 51, don't order one and go for a healthy bike ride. In New York, I'm David Brancaccia with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.